China is taking additional steps to combat severe acute respiratory syndrome. Thousands of Beijing residents who have had contact with suspected carriers of SARS have been told to stay home. A second hospital in the Chinese capital has been sealed off. All Beijing's schools are closed, and isolation orders are imposed on factories where people with SARS symptoms work. Reporter Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. Pretty severe steps here.
Beijing seems to finally be getting its act together, instituting some of the measures that the World Health Organization felt were lacking in terms of reporting cases of SARS, isolating patients, and treating them. There have been rumors racing around the city for the past few days that the city is going to be closed off to traffic in and out, that martial law could be imposed. And since Wednesday, the government has been denying those rumors. And today, a spokesman for the Beijing government actually came out and said that those were purely rumors and they were being spread by people with ulterior motives, in other words, political motives. He said that there was no possibility that Beijing's airports or highways were going to be sealed off. But at the same time, the rumors continue in Beijing, and people are saying that the reason that prices have been going up for many vegetables and other basic commodities is because these things have been having trouble getting into Beijing. In other words, there may be roadblocks or there may be some difficulty for out-of-towners getting back into the city.
How would you describe the mood, though? Is there panic in Beijing?
I think the panic in Beijing has really subsided a little bit today. I think it was at its peak yesterday. And at the Beijing train station this morning, we saw fewer migrants on their way out. Most Beijing residents, most locals, are not leaving the city. It's migrant workers and students and construction workers who have their homes out of town and are trying to get back home. Face masks are a lot more commonplace in the city now. We see in many places, in many public areas like the train station, most people are wearing them. But I think the peak for cases of SARS is going to come this week and next week. And after that, people are predicting that the panic will subside a bit.
It's affecting everything, tourism, business, even sports.
That's right. We understand the soccer season is going to be postponed because of the SARS outbreak. Visits from heads of state have been put off. Even the scheduled concert by the Rolling Stones has been put off till this fall. At this point, it's too early for the government to even think about a lot of the effect. The spokesman for the Beijing government this morning said that refiguring or recalculating their economic targets for the year is not even on the agenda yet. They're so consumed with the health care issues, they can't even begin to think about what the real impact will be on the local economy.
How do people feel about the way the government has handled the SARS cases?
There are a lot of intellectuals and observers who are fairly upbeat. They think that some good things could come out of this crisis. First of all, that the government could begin to set up mechanisms or institutions to deal with crisis that they haven't had before, and that this whole crisis will push the government to be more responsive to its citizenry, and that the media will be able to play more of a watchdog role in supervising the government.
Reporter Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.